Let me think. Well, I know what I wasn't very keen on, and that's rugby, which is what we played at school. I think the main problem was having to go out and run around a sports field in the freezing cold. It wasn't the sport itself, which actually I quite like watching. To be honest, I didn't like football much either. As for what I used to like doing, the only sport or physical activity that springs to mind is skateboarding. I suppose you can consider that a sport, can't you? I got into it in the late 70s when it became really popular among the kids in my area. In fact, I became a bit obsessed with it. My mum used to say I had wheels at the end of my legs instead of feet, but then again, she was always pulling my leg about something. She also used to say I'd given up walking. Instead, I rolled everywhere. Skateboarding was more of a way of life than a sport or pastime. It used to influence the clothes I wore, the music I listened to, and the friends I hung around with. I grew up on a housing estate on the outskirts of a large city, so there were plenty of concrete ramps, car parks, and shopping areas to explore on our skateboards. Everybody thought it would be a passing craze, you know, a fashion that lasts for a couple of months and then disappears. But it didn't. And these days, it's really nice to see so many kids, both boys and girls, who are as enthusiastic about skateboarding as I was. I wonder whether their parents tell them they have wheels for feet too. Obviously, I'm a bit too old to get around on a skateboard these days, but I still haven't lost my sense of balance. A couple of weeks ago, a young lad in my local square let me have a go on his skateboard. Before he knew it, I was zooming around the square, dodging lampposts and pedestrians. I think he was quite impressed, actually. As they say, some things are like riding a bike. Once you get the hang of them, you never forget how.